Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Walk on Water by Jacoby Bearfield is a compelling and timely invitation to readers to let go of fear's overwhelming hold and embrace their full potential. His book offers a new outlook on how to overcome the pervasive influence of fear in today's world. He reveals how fear can restrain people from reaching their full potential, but with faith, readers can conquer their apprehensions, take control of their lives, and achieve the impossible. He shares the story about how fear held him back and how he broke free from its chains. Jacoby is a vibrant, innovative example of an individual walking in their greatness. Born in Houston, Texas, a graduate of Texas Southern University, where he studied biology and chemistry, he attended Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, where he began his graduate studies in theology. As an inspirational member of the community, he is known for his genuine compassion and positive approach to life. Being called into ministry as a young man, he heard the voice of God and is called to become an author. His purpose is to positively impact everyone he encounters through his writing and his life. Jacoby Bearfield, author of Walk on Water, Not Allowing Fear to Handicap Your Greatness, is our guest on This Week in America. Jacoby, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, Rick, thank you so much for having me.
Looking forward to this. Taking notes, we all have fear from time to time and need to overcome it, as you've been able to cast fear aside and come up with a greatness in your life, achieve greatness, and we'll talk about that during the conversation. Who's the target audience? Who did you have this book in mind for as you were writing Walk on Water?
Well, Rick, when I originally decided to overcome my own fears and begin to write about walking on water and not allowing our fear to stop us from being great, my target audience was anyone, anybody who's ever been dampened in distress and handicapped by fear. I wanted to reach anyone whoever procrastinated, whoever stood back and watched others achieve the same thing they could have achieved, who also had the mindset and aspirations to do great in their fears and in their dreams. And I wanted to reach that audience only because I was a part of that audience.
Well, you've gone through this, and it's something that it's not like Jacoby's never had any problems, and he's telling us how to deal with these problems that he never had. He had these problems, overcame the problems, and is successful in life, touching so many people, now successfully writing books, Walk on Water, Not Allowing Fear to Handicap Your Greatness. Jacoby Bearfield is our guest on the program. His website is jbearfield.com. Bearfield is BAREFIELD.com. We got all this on our website, and I'll give this to you as we go through the program. How has the book impacted your journey, and what effect do you expect it to have on others? Do you expect to see for others to maybe achieve the same results that you did?
I do. I believe in my own product, not to toot my own horn, but I just believe that God inspired me and birthed in me something that will reach everyone, reach the audience, reach to those who are living in fear. So it has been a blessing to me. Even after writing it, I begin to see new insights, and people have also came up to me and gave me their testimony, or they wrote about it,
yes,
or they sent me an email, they sent me a social media message saying how it has inspired them and it has been an integral part of their life and their process to being who they are called to be.
You can see some of those as you read the reviews on the various book websites, like Amazon, for example. You'll get people saying, I didn't realize I had these problems. Now I realize I do. And now I know how to deal with them. And you get response like that, has to be very rewarding as an author to put that message out there, to share it, and then to find out it's making a positive impact on so many people. Walk on Water by Jacoby Bearfield, JACOLBE, Barefield, BAREFIELD. Book available wherever books are sold. Go to his website, jbearfield.com. We'll give you that throughout the conversation today. How long did it take you to write this book? Talk about the motivation when you decided, okay, I am going to write this, to the time it was finished. How long a process was this?
So initially, the process, it took about 4 years. And the reason it took so long, because I procrastinated. I originally began to write. I was so inspired in 2015 for about 3 months. I was writing. I had, you know, all the faith in the world. I had, you know, the inspiration. I was excited. And then I stopped. It just, and so over time, from 2015 to 2019, I still would have little ideas, little inspiration that would hit me for about an hour or two, and I would write, I would jot down until 2019. Something just came over me to where I ran into a few friends, and they began to talk. We began to have conversations, and their story just inspired me and birthed in me the energy to write, to really begin to sit down and write and birth what God had instilled in me, pregnant in me. So I began. So it took about 4 years from start to finish.
It's an amazing story of the perseverance that you went through to continue this dream that you had. And I'd like to talk about that for a second. So many people have, and I guess what procrastination is just another type of fear. Would you put that in the fear category?
Yes, sir. I will. I would put that in the fear category. Procrastination is,
yes,
just a segment of fear in our life. We're procrastinating because we're fearing the outcome of what we know will become and will happen.
And because of that in your life, you hit that stop sign. You stopped there. Fear, I don't want to necessarily overplay it, but it paralyzed you for at least a point of time until you were able to rationalize and talk your way out of it. You found that that green light again. The go sign came back out again, and you took off and you finished this book, Walk on Water, which is helping so many people. How difficult was it to get from that stop sign to the green light again so you could continue? What kind of process, and you mentioned it was 4 years in writing the book, how difficult was it to just not give up and say, I probably am not much of an author anyway, and go on to something else? How difficult was it to stay in to keep that dream and to fulfill that dream?
It was pretty difficult, only because, of course, you know, life, we live in life, we have other obligations and different things.
Yes.
We have we have our obligations and our fears, of course, amending, mm-hmm, with that, and then also within ourselves. One of the things that really allowed me to procrastinate was I always felt like I wasn't good enough, right? Or I felt like I wouldn't inspire too many people until I came to the realization that I would never had this idea, and God would never gave me this birth to,
yes,
to give this book out, to write this book, if he thought it would never be good. And then another thing that also inspired me was I kept running into people, having conversations with people, seeing it on TV or at church or when I'm out. And I realized I really needed to stop procrastinating and write, because so many people needed to hear what I had to say. So many people needed to hear about, take the handcuffs off of fear and go do it. You've been created to do. Go do what you've been created, whether it's a podcast, a radio show, education, you know, to be a blessing in someone else's life besides our own. So many people needed to hear that.
And you've taken that message to them. Jacoby Barefield is our guest on the program, the author. His book is Walk on Water. Not Allowing Fear to Handicap Your Greatness. His website is jbearfield.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Why would you recommend somebody to read your book? Who would you recommend this book for?
I recommend this book for basically from like the age of 12 on up to 99. And I would recommend this book not to toot my own horn or to pat myself on the back, but I recommend this book because it's timeless, it's relevant, and it also will speak to your situation, to every situation that you may have encountered. I try to be, when I write, I try to be relevant, I try to be poised, and I also try to make sure I can reach all ages, because I use me growing up as a kid with my family. I used also, you know, relevance of to Beyonce, of to my parents,
yes,
and different things, and I feel that can hit every age group. I think I have an example that somebody has experienced.
Yes.
In that book.
We all fear at some point. We all deal with fear at some point. So it's not something specific for a certain demographic group. It's something that all of us have to deal with, basically at a very young age, as a child, even before we go to school, we're dealing with these emotions. We mentioned the responses that you've been getting in person and the reviews that you've been reading online. What's it like when you get those and you realize, you know, this is somebody I don't know. They read my book and their life has turned around because of what I wrote in Walk on Water. How satisfying is that to you that you've been able to help these people?
It's satisfying only because to know that I did not procrastinate anymore and begin to live out my fears and use my faith to do what I knew I was called to do and write about. And so it's satisfying to know that I'm just a regular American, a regular male who was able to inspire someone else with the words that I was inspired to write about.
And again, what Jacoby is writing about is very relatable because these are situations that he went through. You've heard him talk several times about procrastination and he wasn't going to do it and maybe he's not good enough to do it. He did it. He's good enough to do it. And he's now helping other people with this book, Walk on Water, Not Allowing Fear to Handicap Your Greatness. What are some of the things that you would like to highlight out of your book? Any particular theme or several that you'd like to bring up to the people listening to our conversation?
So one of the main things that really caught me while writing was a chapter in the book that I titled Jump. And it's really a section about just taking that faith and jumping into your next season, not allowing fear to handicap you, but go ahead and jump. You may not have everything lined up. You may not have the funds, the money. You may not have the education. You may not have the height, weight to do what you need to do. But if you get out there and jump, and your faith will allow you to be more successful, and your fears will. And I talk about how if you don't jump, you can just forget all your dreams. How many people are in the grave today because they did not? How many people are in the grave who could have been great,
yes,
inspirational, great writers and great songsters, but because they did not jump, their dreams lie with them. It sounds harsh, but it's reality.
Well, it's very simple to understand. If you remember the word jump, as you're saying that, I guess every success started with a jump of some kind, didn't it?
Yes, for sure.
So just keep that in mind. One of the lessons that you'll take away from reading Walk on Water by our guest on the program, Jacoby Bearfield, B-A-R-E-F-I-E-L-D. The book is published now, and since it's been published, you've had people telling their story, commenting on the book, input, giving you their input on the book. Would you change anything if you did a second edition of the book? I'm sure you've been getting all sorts of information and probably ideas because of the first book.
Rick, I think one of the most important things for me is I put my all into this one.
Yes.
I put, I sat down, I studied, I researched, I pulled statistics. So for this book, I would not change anything. I probably would write a second book on a insert or about something that I wrote in here, but right now I wouldn't change nothing because I've studied, I researched, I prayed, I pulled statistics, I pulled contacts. I had interviews with people, and so I wouldn't change nothing about this book in particular.
Once you get all of that information together, then you start compiling the book. How did you handle, I don't know if there were situations of writer's block or pauses or I can't do anymore, I've got to take a couple of days and get away from this. What was it like as you were writing the book, the process of taking all this information, putting it together in a book? This is not just a newspaper article that's, maybe 3-4 columns. This is a book, and you're backing it up with examples, with experts, all of that. How challenging was that? And did you have periods where you were just sort of stopped here and I'm going to pause for a little while?
Oh yes, definitely. I would attest and shout to the top of my lungs that writer's block is real. And so one of the things for me with writer's block, when I collected all the information, when I finalized my interviews and I pulled statistics, I would just have to take a deep breath, and it sounds simple, but it works. It sounds cliche, but it works. I'll take a walk, may work out, or I'll have dinner somewhere and then come back and compile it, because then everything that I compiled through the interviews, through the research, through the statistics, it would all just begin to come together. I would even hop in my car and just ride around, it's clearing
yes.
my mind of the information overload. And so it sounds cliche, it sounds simple, but it simply works.
Well, just sort of clear your mind, I guess, and then suddenly you get the inspiration and things come back to you. I think we all need to do a reset or restart. We do with our computers. I guess we need to do that with our minds when we're pursuing different challenges along the way. Task in life, it's probably a good thing to be able to do that. Holidays are coming up. A great idea would be Jacoby's book, Walk on Water, Now Allowing Fear to Handicap Your Greatness, a book that impacts. We all go through this, from its procrastination to just we don't want to go outside our house anymore because of fear of something bad happening to us. It's a book that we all can relate to. It's a good addition to a home library and to have that. In reading the reviews, one said, feed your faith, starve your fear. Talk about that. I like that. Again, it's very simple. You can remember it. And that those are words to live by, aren't they?
Yes, sir. They are. Again, it sounds very cliche to feed your faith and starve your fear. And one of the things I had to do is begin to speak positive and not negative. Speak the words of aspiration. Speak good things and not bad things. Speak that, and that began to stop everything that I was fearing. It began to block out all the fears that told me, hey, you're not good enough, you're not sufficient enough, you don't have all the education, you don't have a PhD to write, you don't have a master's degree to write, you're not a journalist. But my positivity told me that, hey, well, hey, I'm the head and not the tail. I am a guy who's sufficient enough in academia with the with the education.
Yes.
That I can go and be great. That I have all the right tools and a great mind and the aspirations to be a great writer.
And
to be inspiring to others.
Yeah, that desire to help people that comes across in everything that you do. A minute or so left in the program. I'd like to talk a little bit about as you're laying the book out. Talk about, because it's laid out in a very logical way. You present a problem in each chapter. You give us some potential solutions to those as well. Talk about putting this book together, because it's not really like a textbook or anything. It's a book that reads like a book's supposed to and will help us through these problems. How did you go about setting up the format for the book?
So, Rick, I'll be honest with you. You know, the format was one of my biggest challenges, because I wanted the book to read like a book.
Yes.
I wanted it to be inspirational. I didn't want it to be all over the field. I didn't want to start at home plate and now you're in right field. I wanted to go step by step, chronologically through different props. So what I essentially did was I took all my notes and I sectionalized them. I put them in, okay, this could go here, this could go there, that could go there. And I began to compile each section, right? Each chapter, each little section, or each note, each excerpt, each interview, each statistic. And so what I had to do is go step by step. Again, it sounds cliche, it sounds simple, but it works. So what I simply did was I put everything about fear and faith in this section, or everything about, you know, childhood and jumping in this section.
Yes.
Or everything about one of the things I talk about is the detours in my life. Everything about a potential detour, all the interviews, all the statistics, all those things I began to put in sections, and it began to basically the write itself.
Well, and it's very reader friendly because of that. And there will be times when you'll be facing something in your life and you want to go back and reread a chapter or two in Jacoby's book. The book is Walk on Water, Not Allowing Fear to Handicap Your Greatness. You've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project, the self-publishing and book marketing company, and they've been out there promoting this book. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Oh, Reader's Magnet has been great. They have been a part of the process, step by step, phone calls, emails. You know, if I had any questions, if I had any concerns, they were able to address them. And they've been so open and honest and upfront with everything. So step by step, I've had a great working relationship with Reader's Magnet. They've been so helpful. The book has been, you know, growing and multiplying because of the working relationship that we have.
And the book, by the way, was featured at the London Book Fair. Our guest on the program has been Jacoby Bearfield. I'll spell that for you if you're Googling. J-A-C-O-L-B-E-B-A-R-E-F-I-E-L-D. His website, very simple, jbearfield.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And if you just Google Walk on Water, you'll end up getting to the book. And go to our website. You can link on there as well. Walk on Water, Not Allowing Fear to Handicap Your Greatness. Jacoby, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of this book. Hopefully another one soon, and we can talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, Rick, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your insight, your questions, and I just love everything about you. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you being on the program, taking the time to talk about Jacoby's book, Walk on Water, Not Allowing Fear to Handicap Your Greatness. His website, jbearfield.com. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.